Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Rita Domermuth, who is the VP of Sales with Hanover Fairs, and they're the ones that put on the Domatech show, which is 10 days away in Hanover, Germany. So, Rita, how you doing?
Oh, I'm fine, Kemp. How are you? It's great to be with you.
Yeah, well, thanks for being with us. You know, I know there's several people that are packing their bags and getting their passports ready, and they're getting ready to go over to Hanover. And I thought it'd be good to talk just real quickly about the show. For those that have never been, this is probably the largest international floor covering show in the world. Does it still hold that reputation?
Yes, it does. Absolutely. We have 13 halls full of exhibits of every type of flooring and every type of technology. We have 1,400 exhibitors, and they are coming from 60 countries. So I think that's why we're considered to be the most international show.
Well, you're the most international, but I think you still, I mean, last year you had 38,000 attendees, which I think the next closest might be Cersei, which is that Italian tile show in Italy. But I know that 38,000 certainly beats any of the shows that we have in the U.S. that are flooring related.
Yeah, that's true. And in addition to that, the when you're talking about visitors, they come from 119 countries, and about 70%, our surveys have shown, belong to the top management level within the buying organization. So that is a really good thing to keep in mind when you're thinking about exhibiting over in Germany and in Europe. So that's always something that everybody is looking for. You know, the influencers need to be there, and they're certainly there.
So we have probably two different sets of listeners right now. We have people that are going because they're going to be exhibiting at the show. I know we have Beaulieu of America and Mohawk are two of the bigger players. I know there's some people from Armstrong that'll be there. And it's probably 50 or 60 of the USA manufacturers who go. I know Mullican Hardwood is there. There's actually an area where smaller guys can go and be part of the AFA and actually have a smaller booth, isn't there?
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, there are two pavilions representing American exhibitors. Uh-huh. Those, yeah, one is the AFA, the American Floor Covering Alliance.
Right.
And the second one is the National Wood Flooring Association, along with the American Hardwood Export Council, who offer their members an opportunity to be there. And both are really excellent vehicles for participating in the show, for exhibiting, because they allow you to be part of a larger entity at the show, but not, you know, spend an excessive amount of money, and you have the benefit of being able to network with the organization.
And on the other side, we have people who are going to attend the show that might be coming to Germany to perhaps find a product they wouldn't find. Let's say they're probably a big retailer or part of a retail group, and they may be going over there to actually look for a product to source a foreign product. Do you ever get a count? Again, you have the exhibitors and you have the attendees. Do you ever get a count on how many people from the USA come, either on the exhibit side or on the attendee side?
Yes, we do have counts. Off the top of my head, I'm not sure as to the exact number.
Right.
But we do know that the major retailers here in the United States are represented at Domotex.
And people who haven't been in a long time or in a while, what are you expecting this year? Are you expecting, you know, this global recession? Do you think attendance is going to be about where it was last year, or is there any way of telling right now?
Yeah. Well, we won't know until the show starts, obviously. But even last year, there was a lot of discussion about the global economy and speculation as to how many attendees would actually be at Domotex.
Right.
And we found that the numbers did not shrink. In fact, they increased a little bit. And we had a fairly healthy attendance, considering everybody was concerned about the economy. I think you're going to see the same thing. And again, that's where the internationality of the show is really helpful, because somewhere in the world, somebody's always buying.
You know, in the United States this past year, surfaces, coverings, and Neocon attendance was off. And then I went to the Cersei show in Italy in October, and attendance was as strong as ever. So I think it's the international part of it. People come from all these different countries, so I don't think the international shows are affected as much as the USA shows.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because of all of the activity internationally, so you're not putting all the eggs in one basket. You definitely have opportunities. And we have about 40 U.S. Direct exhibitors at the show this year. It's slightly down from before, but what always amazes me is that there are consistently new companies from the U.S. who are going over there. So this year we have 11 new exhibitors. It's very encouraging because it means that the economy is doing better, that everybody is looking for business and is being very creative and globally oriented. And as a matter of fact, I would encourage everyone to check out the website, domotex.de.
Okay.
And all of the new things that are going on at the show will be featured there. And just for those who have been at the show, one surprise is that the layout was somewhat reconfigured. The handmade rugs will be in halls 19, 20, 21, 22, and 23. And speaking about the handmade rugs, there are new things going on and new programs. There are a couple of things about Contract World, which is a program that takes place in Hall 4. And it was devised to increase, make the attendance a little bit more interesting for both exhibitors and attendees. So I'm going to
I got to admit to you on Contract World, I was very impressed. Contract World brings the design community to the show, and they actually present awards over global projects, anywhere in the world, projects that have been done. And it's easy to find Contract World because of the yellow carpet. One of the interesting things I wanted to point out, when I first went to Domotex, I wanted to find some carpet that had nylon, and I looked around for the word nylon, and over there they call it PA, polyamide.
Oh.
So some of the terminology is a little different over there.
Yeah, it's definitely something we might want to mention to the team so that they are always aware of what product components are referred to in other countries. So I hope you found your carpets when you went.
Oh, I did definitely. All right.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to mention, this year we also have something new. We organized a delegation. As a matter of fact, Jim Gould with the Floor Covering Institute has organized a somewhat informal group of people who have an opportunity to meet up every morning in the VIP section. Jim organized a tour that is like 2 days of brief tours to some of the retail establishments in Hanover. And we had a lot of questions about that because everybody wants to get a firsthand look at how things are sold over there and how products are presented. So that was an interesting twist on a very conventional trade show visit. So if anybody is still interested, they can certainly give us a call.
Reed, I appreciate you being with us. So look forward to spending time with you in Germany. And again, the dates are January 16th to the 19th. Have you looked at the weather forecast?
Yes, we have, and it's snowing over there. I would encourage everyone to bring weatherproof clothing and warm clothing and be ready for some colder temperatures than maybe in past years. And the other thing I wanted to mention, make sure you leave enough time in getting to your flight. All of the security measures have been increased, and it takes a little longer to get through. But if anyone has any questions, we're certainly available, and they can contact us here. I am in the Long Beach office, and that number is 562-901-9191.
Okay, Reed, I appreciate it. I've been talking to Rita Domamuth, who is the VP of Sales for Hanover Fairs, about Domotex, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.